Hello, hello, and welcome to the On My Mind podcast. The On My Mind podcast with Remy Keene, that's me, your host, is a podcast dedicated to talking about the good things you can keep on your mind and how you can impact your day for good or bad by what's on your mind. So we want to make sure it's a good impact, right? We want to make sure that you have a great impact on your day and those around you. The actions we take not only impact ourselves, the things we think not only impact ourselves, but they impact the other people around us. And we are called to love God and love our neighbor. And that's everybody around us. So we need to love others. I need some help with that. I'm sure you do too. And I'm glad you're here because we can go through this together and get the help that we need. I do want to give a quick shout out here. This shirt is one of Emmaus Apparel's shirts. If you can't see it on the podcast, that's okay. But if you can see it on the YouTube channel, it's a really cool shirt. You should check it out. I'm going to have a commercial here at the end just about this. So stick around for that after the podcast is over, just so you can know where to get an awesome shirt like this at a discount because you know me. So without further ado, let's go ahead and hop in. And here are just a few ideas on how to keep that positive attitude with a Christian basis. I'm a Christian. I absolutely love Jesus with all my heart. I seek to find new ways to worship him and show him that I love him. And this podcast is definitely one that helps me challenge myself and to live it out, to make sure I'm doing the things I talk about on the podcast, to make sure I'm finding new ways, new opportunities for myself, because when I find them, I can share them with you and we can iron sharpen iron. You know, we can use that iron to sharpen you. Like what I've gone through, I can help you. And if you share with me what you've gone through, it'll help me. So, number one, practice an attitude of gratitude. Count your blessings. Like literally, if you just look around you, I guarantee I'm blessed by that. I'm blessed by that. I'm blessed by that. You could see 50 things probably that you're blessed by. And just giving thanks to God for just those little things, just in this moment, it's like, oh, like Dr. Pepper, right here. Diet Dr. Pepper are off the set, but man, I'm super thankful for that. Just the fact that I can literally drink something besides water because I don't have to want for water. I can drink water anytime. And then I also can drink a pleasure drink like Dr. Pepper. That's amazing. So I'm thankful for access to free, clean water, God. I'm thankful for access to drinks that are for my pleasure and not just for my nourishment. And it's like, God, thank you so much for that. And then you could just take it to everything. You take it to your phone. You could be like, God, thank you for, one, the ability to have such power in my hand of outreach and of love and of staying in contact with those that you've called me to have an impact on. I can set reminders to be able to pray to you. I can set reminders to be able to read your word. I can have tools and resources. There's so many things that you can be thankful for. And when we have that attitude of gratitude, we're going to see the world in more positive light. And it's not like you have to be positive. It's not like you better be positive or else. That's not at all my motive. That's not my goal. My goal is to give you a better opportunity at experiencing the gift of life that God gave you. If you can even in the littlest bit experience God's love, experience God's hope that he has given you in life, and know it in a deeper way, that gratitude that will come is just such it makes things seem so little when other people might worry about them. It's like, God's got me. I ain't got to worry. It's like, it's awesome how easy it is to just not let those things impact you as much when you encounter a hardship or a trial or a tribulation. Just praise Him through it, because God ultimately will bring it all to work together for your good. Next, pray and ask God for strength, wisdom, and strategies to solve problems. There's nothing too hard for God. God can solve the impossible. So if you are stuck, if you're like, I don't know what to do, I really don't know the next step in this, God, that's okay. Pray about it. Read the Word. You know, get creative. Write down things that are possibilities and why they're not possible. And maybe God will show you something in that. Maybe God will lead you to someone or something that does have an answer. God's answered my prayers by sending me a person, and I just talk about it with them, and they're like, hey, have you thought of it this way? And I'm like, oh, no. And it's just a new opportunity, right? It's a new way of thinking about the situation that you're in. So, like, pray, ask God strength, clarity, focus, Holy Spirit, lead me through it. You know, talk to Him and ask Him and see what benefits can come from it. Because God is ultimately there to give you the wisdom, to give you strategies, to open your mind to the things and help you love the people around you. So ultimately, your positive attitude is going to impact those around you in such a way that God wants you to be positive. So think about that. Now, I'm not saying you have to be positive about, you know, awful things that happen to you. No. But be thankful that you have a moment with that person, that you have extra time, that you have, we're not promised tomorrow. So the fact that we're here today, we're blessed. We're blessed by that. So just see it as a blessing. See everything as a gift, and it won't be something that you're like, why'd you take that from me? It won't be something like that. It'll be more like, oh God, thank you for that. Thank you for one more day with that person. Or thank you for one more hour with that person. God, whatever it is. So think about it that way. Next, quickly execute the wisdom and strategies that God gives you. So if God gives you something to act on, don't be like, oh, that's a great idea, I'll do that in a month. No. Mr. Procrastination. I talked about it on a recent episode about how procrastination will get you. But ultimately, quickly execute whatever God sets in front of you as a plan or a strategy. Focus on doing your part and letting God do His part. He will always help you finish strong, but you got to put your hand, to it. You got to do it. It's like, God's going to bless you throughout whatever you put your hand to. You don't have to doubt that it's going to come, because it's going to come. Jesus paid for you to be blessed, not cursed. So, whatever you put your hand to do, whatever you do, God's going to bless you through it. So go ahead, take that step. Do whatever you need to do. Do your best to resist the discouraging thoughts that Satan's going to throw at you. The enemy wants you to doubt it. The enemy wants you to doubt that God's going to find a way. That he wants you to feel hopeless. There's an enemy out there who wants you to feel like, it's not even worth it. I shouldn't even try. Shouldn't even do it. Sometimes that's you. Sometimes that's your flesh. Sometimes that's, whatever it is. Ultimately, we need to resist that. We need to be like, nope, I'm going in the direction that God has for me. God has me on this path. He made me encounter this person, because I am here and called on purpose. So I need to love this person. That's your one thing you have to do in life. You get to do, honestly, is that one, love God, two, love others. Love the other people around you just like you love yourself. So that's it. Like, you love yourself. You want yourself to see good things, see good days. You want others to see good days too. Because if they're having a good day, you're going to have a good day. I say that all the time. But really, when you look at it, God wants you. God wants them. God wants everyone to have that good day. And you can be that impact. You can be the person that shares that with someone. And thank and praise God in advance for the result. No matter what, if you're about to step into that next step, that strategy, that wisdom that God gave you, thank God for it in advance. Thank you, God, for the outcome of whatever this leads to, God. God, if this is fruitful, I pray that you get the glory for it. Not me, nothing I did, but ultimately, God, you're the one who delivered this result. And God, you get the glory, you get the praise, you get the honor. God is ultimately the one who gets all the honor for all the good things I see on this podcast, because God is the one who inspired me to make the podcast, who inspired me to set this up. So if you've been encouraged by it, or if you ever are encouraged by something I've shared on the podcast, God gets the glory, ultimately, because he's the one who inspires me to love others every day. And he's the one who inspires me to want to share messages like this with you. God has some amazing things for our life. And there's so many things that we have that we can be grateful for. So I pray that you would look today, look around you and find at least five things right now that you can be grateful for. Just thank him. Thank God right now for it. You know, I already did my Dr. Pepper and my phone, and ultimately water because of my Dr. Pepper. I'm thankful for this podcast. I'm thankful for the computer and the camera and the lights that I have to make this look presentable for you to be able to enjoy it. And God, I thank you for the ability of the podcast to go out to people and encourage them. And God, I pray that you would just encourage people with it. If you found this encouraging, please share it with someone. That's the best thing to do here. And ultimately, I pray that you have a great week, and see you the next time a podcast airs here. Every 2 weeks, that's my goal for this year. I set the goal at the beginning of the year, and that's what God had me to do again, is every 2 weeks for the rest of the year. Of 2023, you can expect a new podcast. So ultimately, it's a blessing to be with you today. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful and blessed day. What's up, guys? I wanted to talk to you really quick about a brand that I got to be an ambassador of, and it's Emmaus Apparel. This shirt right here is Emmaus Apparel. They're a great company based on having gospel conversations with people and repping Jesus with your clothing. Let them know that I sent you by using coupon code REMY, Remy, in the checkout. You can find the link to their site attached either in my bio or commented on this video. I just wanted to let you know how awesome their apparel is. You can also scan the QR code on your screen. Go check it out now because it's pretty awesome, guys. They have a ton of different cool shirts and pieces of apparel. They have some cool stickers and they drop new products pretty often. Go check them out. Please let them know that I sent you by using code Remy for 15% off in the store. And go shop now. Thank you for listening to the On My Mind podcast. As a reminder, it's awesome when you rate the podcast on your listening platform. So if you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts, please take a moment and rate this podcast 5 stars. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the On My Mind podcast. If you'd like to help support us, share this episode with someone you feel can benefit, and make sure to share every episode. Also, if you check us out on YouTube and other social media platforms, that would help as well. Remember to share this episode with a friend. Thank you.